From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is indeed the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. An absolutely glorious Friday. You know, I mean, every day you get up, right? You take a look at the day that God has created. You go, not bad. Nice work. Where I am in Central Virginia, I got to tell you, it is exceptionally bright. It is toasty, not oppressive, no humidity yet, no bugs yet. In other words, A-plus sort of a day, and I'm thrilled to be here in the Liberty University studio sitting in for my friend Todd, who is taking a day off. Good for him. Todd is like the hardest working guy in radio, so I am I'm always happy if I get the opportunity to just pinch hit for a couple of hours here and there. Look, we've got a lot that we've got to talk about. Make no mistake about that. Many of us who are fans and supporters of President Trump continue each and every day to be, well, happy. I mean, every day you wake up and go, wow, he made these promises. He's keeping these promises. We really are making America great again. And yeah, I mean, I'm thrilled about it. The only thing that's happened this week, as you know and I know, has been the silliness all around this group text. And it's been amazing to me. It really has. I've been amazed watching some of the responses. It's one of the few times that I can think of where I would have a critique. I don't even know if it's a criticism, but it would be a critique. A few things that everybody has to bear in mind, especially inside the White House. Right. The legacy news media hacks are not now, nor have they ever been, anything except your enemies. So it's just one of those things to always have front and center. Don't ever, ever, ever lose sight of that. Never. So how do you handle this whole signal nonsense? Well, number one, you have to figure out why this Jeffrey Goldberg bottom feeder was at any point on any list connected with anybody inside of Team Trump, right? That was my first question. Why is anybody from the good guys talking to this guy who has engaged in hoaxerism and all this other nonsense? Why are any of our guys talking with that guy? And then what I've been able to glean, and maybe you've been able to see some of this as well, maybe you've even done more research than I have, but apparently his name was on some list that was left over from the Biden administration. Well, there's no shock, right? No shock that he was probably in rather close contact with the Biden team. I don't even know if we can blame Biden anymore for anything. It's just become so apparent that this guy was like a potted plant, a house plant. They would just move him around. He's like set decoration. Where do you want the president? I don't know. Pick him up, put him over there for a while. He'll be there. Yeah, he's not, believe me, he's not going anywhere. He might wander off. Whose job is it to watch him today? No. He's good. Just bowl of ice cream. We'll know exactly where he is. So it's the rest of the people who were behind the scenes, the puppet masters, the manipulators, that were really calling the shots. Now, you understand why they're talking to this Goldberg character. No shock there. Because they're all united in their contempt for America, right? They make no mistake. They hate you. They hate me. They hate Todd. They hate all of us. All right. Well, I made a note of that, actually. That's why I don't get all that upset about it anymore. I did. I wrote it down. They hate me. Yeah, I'm good to go. But the answer to this whole thing, once it began to unravel, there needed to be a sense of, number one, legacy news media hacks are going to beat it to death over and over and over and over and over and over because, quite frankly, their fellow Democrats don't have anything else, right? They have no plans to help anybody. Nothing. So if they are able to grab onto even a tiny, teeny little thing, they're going to do it. So that was something that I think my sense, again, because I've been around this whole bizarre business of talk radio for 34 years. I did the math the other day. It's a long time. So I've seen it. I've seen it all. Been behind the scenes, and I know exactly the way these folks operate. So I'm looking at it going, okay, that would have been the first thing. Number two simply should have been, I don't know, Pete Hegseth, Mike Waltz standing up and saying, you know what? This is a screw-up. Sorry about that. Won't happen again. And by the way, did you notice we are killing the Houthi terrorists who the Biden administration supported? Have you noticed that? And that would have been it. Now, that doesn't mean the legacy news media hacks would begin to give up on it. They wouldn't. But it would not have had the same traction as it got when some of the guys on our side were saying, well, here's some details and this happened and that. No, don't even dignify the questions. Hey, you know what? Mistake. Sorry about that. Won't happen again. And by the way, let me point out to you that the Biden nitwits empowered and emboldened murderous Houthi terrorist thugs, and now we are killing them. Any questions on that? Well, when you're using texting apps, nope, not going to talk about that. Do you want to talk about the dead terrorists? Because that's a win. It's a huge win for America. That's the issue. I'll tell you who's really good on this is Caroline Leavitt. She's amazing. I sit back. You know that meme that's out there? I think it's Michael Jackson with the thing of popcorn. And he's just sitting there, right? He's in his Thriller getup and just eating the popcorn. That's what I am when I watch that. When I watch Caroline Leavitt and the assembled brain trust that is the White House press room, I love it. It is an absolute thing of beauty. She is amazing. She's absolutely spot on all the time. So anyway, that's it. I just wanted to share that because I know that President Trump is actually a regular listener to Todd's show. You know that too, right? Of course you know. And I'm hoping against hope that my tiny little voice over here in the corner will some way, somehow be shared with the president, whom I love, that, hey, this should never happen again. But in the event, something goofy happens, because, you know, it's all human beings. That's the thing we have to bear in mind. Everybody who is in this process, is a human being. We're all flawed human beings, right? So let's not kid ourselves. Sometimes stuff happens. I'm not happy about it, not proud about it. Best you can do, what? You get back to work, right? You make it right, and then you get back to whatever it was that you were supposed to be doing. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So my sincere hope is that we see that sort of action moving forward. But otherwise, can you think of anything that President Trump is doing right now that you're not happy with? Think about it. And you know what? If you want to actually reach out to me, let me make sure I get everything right. 901-260-5926. You can give me a call. Yeah, 901-260-5926. You can give me a shout that way. If you want to hit me up with a Facebook message or a note over on X, happy to do that as well. On Facebook, look for The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show, and you can send me a message there. In fact, while you're over there, if you'd like to like that page or follow that page, well, I'd appreciate it. We're always looking to grow it. We're kind of at a point now where I hope to make the next big number turn. Remember how McDonald's used to have now serving, you know, 12 billion, and then a couple of weeks would be 13 billion hamburgers. So I'm looking to make that one new step on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show over there, and on X, just Jeff Katz Show. All right, feel free to follow me over there. And again, you do that, then you can shoot me a message there. Jeff Katz Show on X, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, or you pick up the phone and you do it like an old classic manner. I still am amazed. I look at my boys. My oldest guy is 23, brilliant. He's probably made I don't know, 50 phone calls in his life. The kid didn't know you had to buy stamps at the post office. He just thought, honest God, he just thought you walked in there with whatever you were mailing and handed it over, and it'd be all good to go. Now, he's brilliant, graduated from an Ivy League school, but didn't know you had to buy stamps. And then my younger guy, he talks a little bit more, but he's never on the phone. You know, it's through a gaming platform or something else, but maybe you and I are of a perspective that phones are made for things other than photos. 901-260-5926. And by the way, while you're noodling around there online looking for my social media stuff, please make sure you are going to toddstarnes.com. Toddstarnes.com. Todd's information every single solitary day is incredible, absolutely valuable. And great books. Got another new book coming out. So make sure you go over to toddstarnes.com and get signed up for all of that. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Are you looking to do something to better your health? Well, look no further than Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition. Kimchi One packs all the fermented nutrition of kimchi into convenient capsules, arming your gut with over 900 unique strains of probiotics, supporting gut flora and digestion. I highly recommend this product because all health starts in the gut. So putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health, your skin, your hair, your mental performance. Kimchi has even been shown to reduce your risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines. Kimchi One is all natural, made in the USA, and non-GMO. Today, you can get an exclusive offer just for my viewers. 25% off with code ToddStarnes by going to mybrightcore.com/ToddStarnes. Or call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now, 888-927-5980, and their educated staff will make sure that Kimchi One is right for you. That's 888-927-5980. Kimchi One from Brightcore. Improve your health. Improve your life. 25% off with code Todd Starnes at mybrightcore.com/ToddStarnes or call 888-927-5980 for up to 50% off and free shipping only when you call.
Hey, it is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. And we got plenty of great stuff we're going to be talking about as we head through the next couple of moments. Some of it's going to involve immigration. And, it's an ugly, ugly thing to think that there are people for whatever reason. Well, I was going to say for whatever reason. We know what reason. But what they like to do is conflate immigration, legal immigration, with illegal immigration. And there is a world of difference. And most of us who are thinking people understand that there is a difference. And what happens is that you and I invariably get tagged somehow as haters. Oh my God, you just hate people. Nobody hates anybody. I don't have enough time to hate people. I really don't. I got a lot of stuff I have to do. I have things on my list that are far above the free time I have for hating. I got earwax removal. I got toenail maintenance, belly button lint address. You know, there's serious important stuff that I have to deal with. I'm not going to sit around and devote my time and my energy. That's the other thing. Hatred just requires a huge amount of energy. And I'm not that energetic. Like, my natural state is on the couch. I'm like a part sloth or something. So, no, I don't hate anybody. But I'm also sitting here as an ex-cop. And I got to tell you, we've got laws in place for a reason. And everybody, you think, is looking for a nice, safe environment in which to live, in which to function, in which to raise their children. And then you have folks who pop up and say, well, we're going to embrace those who have broken the law. And if you remove these people who have broken the law, well, then you're hurting their family. You're taking them away from their family. Let me ask you a question. When somebody commits another crime, pick a crime, any crime. I don't care which crime it is. You broke into a car. You broke into a store. You shoplifted something. you committed an even bigger offense. You murdered somebody. Do you get to say, well, sure, I committed that crime, but, you know, if you take me away from my family, they're going to suffer. Nobody in their right mind would look at that situation and say, oh, you know, he's got a point there. Everybody would look at it and say, dude, or dudette, whichever is appropriate, you did that, right? You chose to hold up the store, not me. You knew you had a child or two children or three and a wife and a husband, whatever. You knew that. I didn't know that. I don't know you from anybody. I've never met you before. But I do know now that you committed this crime, and I do know that you're being sentenced to be incarcerated. And you're right. It's absolutely going to stink for your kids. Maybe, just maybe, that's a good piece of inspiration for you not to do that again. But only in the area of illegal immigration, this invasion, do we allow that to become an issue and address it in a serious way. I take a look at Tom Holman. Now, I have been so blessed throughout the years. I've had the chance to chat with him one-on-one, sometimes on the radio and sometimes off the radio. And let me tell you, off the radio is great fun. Because I talk with him, and I'm thinking, I am just talking with another cop. Right? Those of us who have been in law enforcement, we've got some shorthand, we've got some views of certain things, and I just always get the sense chatting with him, man, you're just one of the guys. And I think that's what bothers so many people with him. There's no pretense here. He's retired a couple of times. And when his nation needed him, when President Trump asked him, he gave up his retirement and went back to work. You make no mistake about this. The man does not have an easy job. The man has one of the most difficult and one of the most important jobs out there. He could today be sitting on a beach or at a lake vacation home or traveling around the world. And instead, he's out there every single day working hard to make America great again, make America safe again. And you've seen him. He's literally been out there as they've been locking up the bad guys. Take a look at Kristi Noem, another absolute superstar. Superstar. She's out there with ICE and DHS and Homeland Security and every other agency because she is absolutely standing with the men and women on the front lines. She's incredible. Here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, just the other day, we had the arrest of one of the major leaders of the MS-13 terrorist gang. Living in the community. Why? Well, because part of Virginia has embraced this woke garbage, has decided that anybody who wants to be here can be here, regardless of the laws that they have broken. We have in Virginia, I'm embarrassed to say it, we have prosecutors here in Virginia. We call them Commonwealth's attorneys, where you are, could be state's attorney, district attorney, county prosecutor, whatever the title is. You know who and what it is I'm speaking of. But we have folks here who have said, yeah, we're not prosecuting this crime. We're not going to bother arresting anybody for this. It's awful. So we went in. The guys did in Northern Virginia. They found the leader of the MS-13 gang, arrested him. He is gone. All right. Hit me up on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show, over on X, Jeff Katz Show. And check out jeffkatz.us and toddstarns.com. Jeff in for Todd. This is The Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes Show, Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my buddy Todd. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I got news for you. It's a great day because you're here. We've got so much that we are dealing with. I do want to give you a quick preview. A couple of dear friends of mine, Jimmy Galliano, was a retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, is going to be joining us. Jimmy is just one of the best guys I've ever met, and there's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff coming from inside the Bureau. It seems like for the first time in a long time from that upper level. So Jimmy's got some insight on that, some challenges for law enforcement. I told you, I'm an ex-cop. So when I see these numbers about police officers around the country taking their own lives, I want to know what's going on. We'll chat about all of that with Jimmy. We got Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, truly the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Joe is going to be with us. We'll chat with him about some of these cases, these judges that have decided that they're actually presidents of the United States. And to find out just how quickly this stuff gets resolved and President Trump can keep doing really what we elected him to do. So looking forward to all of that. We were just talking about some of the things on the Homeland Security front, the immigration front. Well, joining us, as I am here in the Liberty University studios, he's joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Cooper Smith, the Communications Director Advisor to the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration with the America First Policy Institute. Good, good, solid organization. They got a lot on this. Cooper, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon. And yes, it is beautiful here in Washington, D.C., and it isn't usually.
Well, I think the swamp is draining a little bit, right?
I think we just say it's Christmas every day in the America First movement. So good to be with you. Really good.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here. I like you, am all about America First and President Trump, and every day I get up and say, no, he can't possibly hit it out of the park again today, and it's like, here, hold my Diet Coke. I'm at bat again. Let's talk a little bit about the MS-13. I'm down the road from you. I'm down in Central Virginia, and I was thrilled at the cooperation, not just from the federal level, you know, with Homeland Security and ICE and DHS, but my beloved Virginia State Police, Prince William County Police, they did a great job. Fill everybody in on who this guy really was.
Well, yeah, it's remarkable. I'm a Virginia resident myself, so I was very excited by the nabbing of this MS-13 leader. I would say it's interesting that the people are not excited are the media and others who seem to, like, I've noticed a deafening silence from all of them in the past day or so. But yeah, a lot of credit to Prince William County Police, to Governor Youngkin for this operation. Of course, Borders are Tom Homan, who's a legend. But it made me think of a couple of things that I want to bring up. Number one, states like Massachusetts, California, New Mexico. New Mexico said they're just going to straight up outlaw private detention of illegal aliens and criminals. Don't they want these victories for their people and their states? I truly don't understand it. And one thing stood out to me about this MS-13 leader in Woodbridge. He lived there for 10 years, Jeff.
Yep.
10 years.
Yep.
Operating essentially a terrorist cell out of our nation's capital, more or less, the National Capital Region.
Yeah.
Why do we put up with this for so long? It's outrageous, but I could not be happier about this individual being brought to justice.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's up there in Northern Virginia, the craziness, guys like Steve Descano in Fairfax, some of the stuff that goes on in Alexandria and Arlington. In many ways, thanks to those Commonwealth's attorneys, they're lawless areas in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, and I've seen President Trump in recent days saying that he's thinking about an executive order on sanctuary jurisdictions. Of course, Attorney General Pam Bondi has already been at this from a funding perspective.
Right.
Of course, many local police jurisdictions rely on federal funding for training and a lot of different things. So, you know, they can leverage that money and use the power of the purse to get local jurisdictions to get on board with the mission, and I just really don't understand how this mission could not be something that everybody in every state and jurisdiction wants to get on board with. I want to bring up too. I was just down in Florida a couple of weeks, actually last week, with Borders are Homan and Governor DeSantis,
Yep.
And Florida is, you know, I don't want to say the model state, but, you know, Texas is probably number two or number one.
Yeah.
But Florida requires every single jurisdiction in the state to have a what's called the 287G agreement with ICE.
Yep.
That allows for partnership between local law enforcement and federal law enforcement to target these individuals, detain them, and get them out of our country. And nothing could be more important than that.
Absolutely. Oh, spot on. You know, the 287G program was for years not just effective, but, man, it was something everybody held up. I can remember, and I do want to remind everybody, I don't want to be remiss on this, Cooper Smith from America First Policy Institute joining us. But Cooper had a dear friend of mine who was the sheriff of Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. And he was tapped to head up the 287G program at the federal level because he had been so effective helping not just his agency, but other sheriff's offices. And then all of a sudden, it's just like everything switched, and we saw all the wrong people making decisions, and this country got much more dangerous as a result.
Yeah, and it's absolutely clear that, you know, especially with Congress, as typical, sitting on their hands, doing nothing to codify this great, you know, all the great decisions that President Trump and the administration have made, they need state and local cooperation to make all these you know, people go away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there's a lot of logistical gaps that have to be filled when it comes to detention space and, you know, targeting. And of course, local police know their jurisdictions better than ICE often does. So, you know, something like the 287G was dead and dormant under President Biden. And it's good to see governors and, of course, the president bringing it back full steam ahead.
Absolutely. Hey, tell me a little bit about Kristi Noem. She was down there in El Salvador. What was that really all about there?
Well, I think, you know, kind of taking a step back for a second, Jeff, what I've noticed is kind of three things are happening at once.
Okay.
We have good policy, right? The FTO designation. We've empowered Border Patrol and ICE. Remain in Mexico. State cooperation. The second piece is strong communication, right? This is all the executive orders. This is Kristi Noem, Secretary Noem, getting out there and telling people, do not come to our country. And then the third pillar of this is political will from the President of the United States. So combine those things and you're going to get, you know, great outcomes. So back to my point about filling logistical gaps, unfortunately, you know, ICE is out of detention space. I think they're budgeted for about 41,000 beds. I think they're at about 45,000 right now, and that's even with DOD involvement. So we need international partners like El Salvador to help, and thankfully President Bukele has extended his hand in cooperation with the administration. And, yeah, I absolutely love the video of her standing in front of those gang members all tattooed and telling people across the world, don't come here. This may be your outcome.
That's right. That's right. It is just amazing. Do you have any, well, I don't want to say inside scoop, but any inside scoop? What the heck is President Trump going to do tomorrow and Sunday and Monday? Because it just keeps getting better every day.
Yeah. I've got my standing call with him at 1 o'clock. I'll let you know. No. I don't know. I don't have any inside scoop on what he's going to do tomorrow, but what I predict is that he'll continue doing, and of course, people like Stephen Miller in the West Wing and Borders are Homan.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know, when they were running for office and when they came into office, they said three things are going to happen: mass deportation, secure the border, and find the missing children that the Biden administration lost under HHS ORR. I'd love to talk about that if you have time. You know, the 300,000 children.
Yep.
I think they're going to continue to execute on that, and the pace and velocity of it is only going to increase.
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful. You know, you mentioned Tom Homan a couple of different times here, and I'm an ex-cop, and I've had the chance just throughout the years to chat with him. you know, sometimes on the air, and the better ones have been off the air because it is, he's just so serious about the mission. He's so down to earth. There's no ego with him. He's given up so much, right? Come out of retirement, yep, a couple of times, because, yep, he loves this country. What do you see? Because you're in D.C. every day, and yep, you're going to see this sort of stuff more than the vast majority of us. Are there heads exploding? Are there people weeping in the streets? Because President Trump made promises, and then he did something no politician does. He kept them.
I mean, of course, the same, let's just say, low energy people are gonna be screaming into the ether for the next 4 years. But yeah, I mean, that's not surprising to me. I think the environment has changed so much for the president. I think he's got a much more MAGA Congress behind him.
Yep.
Many more,
yep,
allies in the Senate and definitely in the House.
Yeah.
It helps to have a seventh swing state victory, of course, yeah, for the president. And I think it's just a new environment. I think everyone is really upset at Tom Homan, of course, because he's doing what he said he would. But I don't know if you remember, back in President Obama's term, he actually gave Tom Homan a Distinguished Medal, yeah, for his work on interior enforcement. So it wasn't that long ago that some Democrats actually were on board with the border security and interior enforcement mission.
Right.
But nowadays, of course, makes you persona non grata,
yeah,
in certain parts of the media and the left. So their heads can explode. That's fine. I think, you know, the borders are Tom Homan. You know, to your point, he's not even really a political person. He,
right,
just cares deeply about the mission and the people who've been affected, Lake and Riley, the Nungery family, and thousands of other people. So I think he's very mission oriented. And you're right, he did come out of retirement a few times to serve this country, and I thank him for that.
He's an amazing guy. Cooper, hey, I appreciate the time. I look forward to chatting with you again. All right,
I appreciate it. Be well.
Thank you, sir. That is Cooper Smith from the America First Policy Institute, his expertise area, Homeland Security and Immigration, in case you hadn't figured that out. What a really, really, really neat guy. You'll want to take a look, by the way, at their website. Go to ToddStarnes.com. I know that Ben's going to get all the links up there. It'll be really, really easy for you. ToddStarnes.com. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Starnes, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStarnes.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor's school nutrition program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStarnes.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. He's got a day off. God bless him. I wish you would take more days off. Now, let me explain to you why. It's not that I don't like listening to him. I love listening to him. I've been listening to him and been friends with him for decades now. And it's not even that I want him to take off because I want to be here. Although I'm happy to do that. No, I want him because he's got to take care of himself. Because Todd, you take me at my word, you take this to the bank, he really is the hardest working guy when it comes to news and media and talk radio. There's nobody going to outwork Todd. So anyway, so he's got a well-deserved day off. And this is actually the final day of his Feed the Poor campaign. Now, I know he's been talking about it all month, and I just want to remind you that the Food for the Poor campaign marvelous, marvelous effort to feed hungry children. I mean, do you not want to feed hungry children? Of course you do. You can go to toddstarns.com. There's a link right there. Just click it, and then you can be part of this. Many, many, many Todd listeners have already signed up, providing school lunches to hungry children, kids under the age of 5 down in El Salvador, kids with an anemia rate of 25%. Goodness gracious, it's just awful. And today's the day, the final day of Todd's campaign. Your donation's going to help provide that food to those kids for a year. Again, the banner is entitled Feed Their Future. It's right at the top of the ToddStarns.com homepage. Or if you'd rather call, you can call 855-353-4673. 855-353-4673. All right. Speaking of calling, I'm happy to chat with some folks here. Joe is calling from Ella J, Georgia. Joe, welcome. You're on the Todd Starnes Show.
Thank you very much. Love your show. You're doing a great job substituting for Todd. And I just want to say that I think the Musk Trump team is the best team in history, and I strongly support what Musk is doing. You know that we have so much, Jeff, so much waste in government. So I'm really, really excited about what he's doing. And I think, in my opinion, Trump and Musk are the best two friends of the American taxpayers in history. So I'm really fired up and energized. And, of course, Todd's show helps Trump. He's a big Trump supporter. So yeah. I'm fired up and energized, Jeff.
Yeah, same here. Boy, you are spot on, Joe. I appreciate that call. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Steve is in Little Rock. Hey, Steve, welcome. You're on the Todd Starnes program. Oh, I'm sorry. How about Dave in Havelock, North Carolina? Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jeff. I love your show. I love Todd, but you're a great substitute.
Oh,
I was
thank
thinking
you.
About, you know, I know you're from Virginia. You know, they had the whole thing about making the baby comfortable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The point I wanted to speak is, you know, here in North Carolina, if you have a flat tire on your right front and swerve into a bus, you know, a bus stop, mm-hmm. hit a lady who doesn't even know she's pregnant, with the quickness, they will charge you with two bodies. They automatically, include the
wow.
embryo as a person.
Right.
But, you know, as in Virginia, you know, they don't consider it a person. It's crazy.
No, David, yeah, I got to tell you something. We are fighting such an insane battle here in Virginia at the moment. Until that baby is delivered, you can dispatch that child. And our former governor, who is an absolutely reprehensible bottom feeding slug. I mean, other than that, he's a fine human being. No, he's not a he's a terrible person. Ralph Northam, an absolutely evil, evil man. He's the one who said, oh, well, I can tell you because I was a pediatrician. You know, we deliver the baby and then we would keep the baby comfortable. And he kept saying baby, by the way. He knew exactly what it was. And then we'd all have a conversation about whether you take the baby home, you kill the baby here, you know, whatever works for you. It was disgusting and so matter of fact and so devoid of any caring or compassion or thought. Dave, I'm glad to hear you're making progress in North Carolina. Thank you. Thank you for that call. David in Havelock, North Carolina. North Carolina is an interesting place. I lived there for a number of years in Charlotte. We really loved it. But always interesting. Yeah, here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, we've got a great governor in Glenn Youngkin. We've got a great lieutenant governor in Winsome Sears and a great attorney general in Jason Meares. Thank God we do. But here in Virginia, if you're the governor, you can't actually run for re-election. You get 4 years and then you're done. So we got another big battle coming up. Hey, be sure to go to ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. And we got a lot more straight ahead, I promise you that. It is Jeff in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
It is the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. An absolutely beautiful day. My gosh, I don't mean to brag, but it is absolutely perfect. We are where I am in Central Virginia, 70 degrees, sunshine, no humidity, and no bugs yet. I'll take it. I will take it. We apparently have 3 days of this. So, all right, I am set. Now, there are one or two other things that have, popped up in the news not related to how beautiful my weather is. And one of them has to be regarding Kash Patel, the new director of the FBI, who has apparently gotten to work. He's rolled the sleeves up, seems to be doing well. I want to talk a little bit about that, and I want to talk about let me not say a statistic, even though the statistics are off the charts on this. It's the fact that these are human beings that are involved, four law enforcement officers in just the last couple of days have taken their own lives. So for me as an ex-cop, I'm very concerned. For the first time ever, our police week up in D.C., the police memorial wall, as I understand it, we're going to begin to include the names of those officers who, in fact, committed suicide. So that's a big development. And the mental health of our cops and deputy sheriffs and special agents and the rest of it, it's important stuff. It's important stuff. Now, there's nobody that is tied into this better than a dear friend of mine, Jimmy Galliano. Jimmy, graduate of West Point, infantry officer, retired from the FBI 25 years, retired as a supervisory special agent, working to finish up his PhD, has served a couple of terms as the mayor of his town in New York State. In other words, a slacker. I'm telling you, just kicking back and living life. But I'm so happy to say that he is joining us today. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeffrey, great to join you on Todd Starnes' show. And I'm a little jealous when you gave the Central Virginia weather report there. It's not quite that nice up here in upstate New York, but I am hoping you're going to send that weather up our way very shortly.
Yeah, I'm going to do the best I can. Or option number two is travel down here. You would enjoy it. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. It's been far too long, my friend.
Far too long. All right, let's start with some, what seems to me anyway, as an outsider, to be some good news, some happy news. The new director of the FBI, Kash Patel, seems to me, again, as an outsider, to really be working hard to restore the luster to the Bureau. Am I right, or is there something else that I'm totally missing?
No, Jeff, and you and I have talked about the appointment of Director Patel and the appointment of Deputy Director Bongino. Yep. And I had remained, as you pointed out, as a career FBI agent, I had remained agnostic. I wanted to kind of wait, give them a chance. I understand that, there's a lot of people, over half the country, that has lost its trust and confidence in what I still believe is the greatest law enforcement enterprise in modern history. However, there are some changes that need to be made. And I think the biggest one is accessibility and availability of the FBI director. And number two, transparency. And I think he has showed that and shown that in spades. He's got a little different take on things. I mean, I'm an old school guy. I'm a kind of a Hoover era guy, even though I never served under J. Edgar Hoover, Jeff, but I still believe in the white button down shirts, the striped rep ties, the dark suits, the cap toed shoes, the fedora, or at least everything up to and including the fedora. And he's got a different take on things. He's kind of a more of a dressed down guy. Yeah. However, I am heartened to see that the focus of the FBI is on transparency. He has done that by releasing documents in a number of cases, including the congressional ball field shooting from a number of years ago. He's made himself available on the Hill and been under scrutiny from Democrats and Republicans on different judicial congressional committees. And Jeff, I got to say, it's refreshing. He has gone after the gangbangers. MS-13, Tren de Aragua, you know, your listeners certainly know those names because, you know, the president has made this a number one focus as well as ICE has, the violent criminals here. Mm-hmm. And it's been very heartening to see the current director out front saying, we are involved, we're working with these other federal agencies, and we're going after the worst of the worst.
Tell me what the response has been. If you have chatted with any of your fellow retired agents or some of the men and women who were still out there doing the job today, are they feeling the same way?
Jeff, I think so. And obviously I can only share anecdotal data.
Yes.
I don't have, you know, any statistics, but I mean, anecdotally, look, the FBI is comprised of Americans. So it's not a monolith. You know, everybody in the FBI doesn't think alike. And that includes the folks like me that are the angry old guys shaking their fist at clouds, Jeff, and screaming, get off my damn lawn.
Yeah.
Having said that, I mean, you know, partisan politics seems to infect everything these days. But, I continue to maintain. And look, I've been out of the FBI for 9 years. But as you point out, I maintain contact with people currently serving as well as people that have recently left. I think the vast majority of folks keep their head down. They're not tied up in politics. They just want to do what they're directed to do. As long as it's a lawful order, they're going to do it.
Right.
So I'm going to give Director Patel a little bit more time before I can come back and give you a true assessment of where things are inside. But it is nice to see some of the things and the priorities that he's focusing on right now.
I love to hear that. Jimmy Galeano is joining us. Jimmy, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, I want you to chat a little bit about something that, as an ex-cop, as an ex-special agent, former special agent, you have to look at the suicide. I hate the term epidemic because it gets overused, it seems, but it is either an epidemic or something just short of an epidemic, I guess, with law enforcement officers around this country that have made the decision to take their own lives. What is really behind this?
Yeah, it is so tragic, so sad, and so disheartening, Jeff. The two professions in this country that are most plagued by, I hate to use the term epidemic as well, but when you have 17 military veterans taking their lives every single day in America, 17 a day, and you have 150 to 200 law enforcement officers every single year that succumb to the despair and the feeling like there's no way out, that they have to take their lives, it is an epidemic. And I think, Jeff, we've come a long way, and you and I have discussed this a number of times of recent, where, you know, we can acknowledge now the things that back when you and I were in, you know, anytime somebody said something about, you know, being depressed or, hey, I'm bummed out about this, people were like, suck it up, buttercup, don't show your feelings, don't wear them on your sleeve, come on, that's not what we're about. And I think now we finally come to grips in America writ large, but in the professions of law enforcement and the military, that asking for help should not be treated with a sideways glance and a snicker and a keep your mouth shut or you may lose your job. So, look, are we doing a better job, Jeff? Yes. Are we doing a good enough job that we still don't have those staggering numbers that I just mentioned? No, we've got a long way to go, brother.
We do. We do. Hey, Jimmy, I've only got a moment or two left here, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to share a little bit about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund while we're talking about helping those heroes on the front lines. Remind everybody what the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund does and how we can help out.
Jeff, one of my proudest associations as a member of the Board of Directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and you've been a longtime supporter of us. It's been around since about 1995. Former Attorney General Edwin Meese started it. He is still in his 90s, an active member of the Board of Directors. Jeff, your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and it highlights different individual cases where overzealous prosecutors have charged police officers, state troopers, and federal agents for doing their jobs. These are unjustly accused law enforcement officers. We provide financial help to them and their families to fight these cases in court, as well as to help keep the lights on when officers are suspended or fired. Jeff, you've been a big supporter of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund since you and I started talking, and I truly appreciate all the help, and you allow me to give him a little bit of a shout-out.
Well, you're a good man, my friend. I appreciate you being here. I know we're only one or two games in, but go Sox, chop on Braves, and that's a long season from here, right?
We're 0-1 after yesterday's debacle in San Diego, my poor Atlanta Braves. But I'm figuring 161-1. I think we can still make a run at 161-1 this year, Jeff.
Ah, you are a hopeful, devoted fan. I love that about you. Thank you, brother. That is Jimmy Galliano. Jimmy, I'm telling you right now, salt of the earth, best of the best. I do want to see the fedora that he mentioned, though. Maybe the next time we meet up, we'll both wear a snappy chapeau. But Jimmy's a great guy. If you're not following Jimmy over on X, you should take a look for, I think it's James A. Galliano on X. I'll tell you what, I'll find it and then I'll send it out again on X so that you can find it that much easier. You hopefully are already following Jeff Katz Show. Remember, check out ToddStarnes.com. Always your first stop each and every day. Lots of great stuff there. Todd's got a brand new book coming out. You want to make sure you get a copy of that. All sorts of great information. If you want to hit me up on social media, you're more than welcome to. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and on X, Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz Show. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheet $69.98, and they sell out fast every year. So you got to get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 6-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have 6 of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait! There's more! Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz happened to be sitting in from my buddy Todd. Lovely, lovely day. Again, I don't mean to be bragging, but Central Virginia weather, as we speak, is perfect. absolutely perfect, and I am enjoying it. My biggest job duty at the moment, I mean, besides, you know, hosting Todd's little national program here with the kajillions of people that are paying attention and listening, which I appreciate. The other part of it is opening and closing the door on the studio so that my senior executive producer, Pixie the Wonder Dog, who's like an 11-pound chihuahua with three teeth, can get in and out, bask in the sun for a little bit, come in, get a nice cooling drink of water, and then take a nap, because that's kind of her job. Hey, I tell you something that I love, personally. I love the fact that President Trump really is bringing America back. You're seeing it, I'm seeing it, every single day, everybody, even those people who, for some bizarre reason, hate President Trump, even they're seeing, oh my gosh, the guy's really doing what he said he was going to do. Let's find something shiny and try and distract people, right? That's what they're all about. But America is back, and I got news for you. It's time to take a stand with a bank that shares your values. I'm talking about Old Glory Bank. They support hardworking Americans, small businesses, and your constitutional rights. No cancel culture, no woke nonsense, just a bank that believes in faith, freedom, and the flag. You can join the movement today at oldglorybank.com/starns and then be part of something bigger. Trust. Yep. FDIC insured bank. It was created to protect your privacy, security, and liberty. Old Glory Bank. A couple of moments from now, Joe Moreno is going to be here. Joe is the, he's the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. He's also a former federal prosecutor. And I want to bring him into this on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line to talk a little bit about these legal cases and more importantly, really, these federal judges at the lowest levels of the federal judiciary deciding that they are actually the president of the United States. Even Elena Kagan, who is not exactly part of our vast right-wing conspiracy, even she has weighed in on this and said these judges are just way out of line. Now, I think we've got a moment here to grab a call or two, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Keith is in Tennessee. He's listening on WTJS. All right, how about Lee still stick around? All right. Well, that is all on me. I apologize. I promise in the next hour when I say that you should call, I'll really mean that you should call. I do that. I know. Listen, I'm a talk show host. It's an occupational hazard. My wife will absolutely back me up. Oh, she'd be thrilled to back me. Oh, well, finally, Jeff, you're telling everybody. Yeah. When you are a talk show host, and in my case, a talk show host of 34 plus years, it could, in theory, take you 11 or 12 minutes to order a cup of coffee. Yeah, because we just blab. So I'll pay better attention to that. Hey, couple of other things, though, that I do want to hit on very, very quickly here. Progress being made. Yep. Absolutely. Progress being made and promises being kept. Yep. We have talked about that. But something else that is going on as we speak is the possibility of an executive order from President Trump to simply end all of this nonsensical, ridiculous sanctuary city garbage that we see in certain cities and states around America. The idea that a city or a state would declare itself not subject to the criminal laws of the United States of America is just beyond the pale. And yet, some of these places have gotten away with it for a long time. Obviously, when the Biden crew was infesting the White House, they could get away with anything they wanted because that team hated America as much as these folks do. But when I look at certain places, the state of California, the entire state of California said we are a, quote, a sanctuary state. So we want people here who have entered the country illegally. We want women. Well, I guess they don't actually. Do they call them women? I mean, I can define what a woman is. I'm married. I have a daughter, and I had a mom, and I've got aunts. And I'm telling you, I can tell you what a woman is. It doesn't take all that long to flesh it out. But I don't know if California can make that determination. But they're looking for women who want to have abortions. They are looking for children who have been convinced that somehow, some way, they should be a girl instead of a boy, or a boy instead of a girl, even though XX doesn't equal XY, XY doesn't equal XX, and it never will. I really don't care how many pronouns you change, or clothing, costume changes you've got, or makeup, or the rest of it. XX doesn't equal XY, XY doesn't equal XX, and it never will. But that's what California is all about. And they're broke. The entire state is broke, and they've decided they must extend health care to even more illegal aliens. Commonwealth of Massachusetts, broke. Taxes going up. You can't get a motel room or a hotel room because they're all filled with illegals. Yeah, President Trump says he is going to do something about it. If you want to read the full story, it's over at The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is Jeff, happily sitting in for my dear friend Todd. You are listening to The Todd Starn Show. It is the Todd Starn Show, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. Barbie, I'm thinking of my local. Well, I got to go to work after this. Let me try that again. Yeah, it's the Todd Starns with Show with Jeff Katz, sitting in for Todd Starns. Yeah. But by the way, WRVA in Central Virginia, very happy to be the affiliate for the Todd Starn Show. Okay, I'm double dipping. I'd like to give a shout out to all my local friends in Central Virginia. There, you caught me. Hey, I got some really wonderful folks that I have gotten to know throughout the years. One of those guys is Joe Moreno. Joe Moreno is a former federal prosecutor. He is an attorney here in the United States and in England. You will see him on any number of international television shows, making appearances on radio and podcast. He's got a great column I want him to talk about. He writes for a publication. He's on X. He also happens to be, in my opinion, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, and very proud veteran as well. So why do I mention all of that? Because Joe is actually joining us. I just want to pick his brain a little bit about some of this stuff. Counselor, thank you for being here.
Jeff, greetings today from Washington, D.C.
Oh, all right. So we are just down the road or up the road from each other. Have you got the beautiful weather in Northern Virginia, D.C. too?
It's getting there, right? Okay. I mean, it's not quite full on springtime, but we're just about there.
Yeah, well, good. See, now, a little further south, and you're always invited. It's a perfect day, 70 degrees, bright sunshine. As of yet, no humidity, no bugs. Although we have, of course, started allergy season, which is every season here in Central Virginia. But you know, we'd love to have you come down and visit.
We'll make it happen, no doubt.
All right. All right. Well, it's not just the weather I wanted to chat with you about, sir. I want to talk about some of these federal judges who, again, I'm not an attorney, but I'm looking at them. I'm thinking, you know, if you really wanted to be president, you should have run for president. What is going on here with them just stepping in and hamstringing President Trump, it seems, at every turn of the road?
What we're seeing is a practice, Jeff, that was virtually unheard of before the first Trump administration. Right. And it's been surging ever since during Trump's first term and now, of course, during his second term. Yeah. What's happening is, historically, if I am an aggrieved party, I feel the government is doing something to me, whether it's being deported or going after me for taxes or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I get a lawyer. I go to federal district court, usually where I live.
Right.
Or having some other connection to my beef with the government, where they sued me or where they arrested me, whatever. I go to the judge with my lawyer, and I ask the judge for some kind of relief. And at a minimum, I say, can you stop the government for what they're doing until we can sort this out? And I get either a restraining order or an injunction. And that's typically how it works. And then you get your injunction. If you convince the judge that you deserve one, then you litigate your case. Maybe you win, maybe you lose, but it puts things on pause. Right, until the court works things out.
Right.
What's happening now is that these individuals will go to court. Oftentimes, it's not even the individual. It's the ACLU or some group on behalf of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, for whatever reason, their client is being mistreated under whether it's immigration laws or counterterrorism laws or whatnot. And the judge will grant them not just the relief they're asking for their client, not just an injunction for that person who's being affected. What these judges are saying, whether they're sitting in New York or Virginia or Oregon or Hawaii, they'll say, I'll give you your injunction, Mr. Plaintiff. I'm also going to provide an injunction for every other person in your situation anywhere in the United States right now. And that's what happens. And so anyone being affected by whatever law is at issue or whatever the government is doing,
right,
it has to come to a complete halt. And this flies in the face of what's the point of having individual districts throughout our 50 states if any judge sitting anywhere can do this? I mean, someone made the point, it makes an individual district judge more powerful than a Supreme Court justice, in which case you need 5 out of 9 to do something. So it really flips on its head the whole process, and it's really an abuse that needs to be addressed.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do those judges actually have that power? Now, they seem to think they do, that they can issue this injunction or whatever it is, and it affects everybody regardless of the district. Do they actually have such power?
Well, see, it depends on who you talk to, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that addresses this either way. And because it was never done before, say, 2016 or so, or was so rarely done that it was sort of tolerated, right, until the case, whatever it was, wound its way through the trial and through an appeal and whatnot.
Yep.
So it was sort of tolerated and put up with. But there's no constitutional provision, there's no law, there's no regulation that actually says whether this practice is permitted. And so I think everyone historically has just kind of gone along, because nobody wants to be the guy who, you know, of course, is accused of then creating a crisis and all that. So it's been tolerated. But now at this point, you're seeing significant actions by a duly elected president who's doing exactly the kinds of things he campaigned on.
That's
and
right.
Said he was going to do.
Yeah.
Being ground to a halt by these judges in just 2 months into the administration. And we're not talking about little things like tax disputes or something. We're talking about counterterrorism actions, right? We're talking about deporting violent terrorist illegal aliens here.
Yep.
We're talking about military policy and who the who the Secretary of Defense is allowed in terms of setting up qualifications for serving in the armed forces.
Yeah.
We're talking about whether the Secretary of State can act under a law to remove a non-citizen who's been supporting Hamas and terrorists at Columbia University.
That's right.
So we're talking about things that are not just local disputes, but matters of national security and the military, which are clearly solely within the Article II powers of the president.
All right. Let me remind everybody, Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, one of the most highly regarded attorneys anywhere, I would say, in the United States, but anywhere in the world. And just answering some of these questions. So does this all wind up at the Supreme Court?
There's two ways to address this, right? It really should be the Supreme Court. That's really the obvious choice here, that
right.
When the court figures out any one of these cases, or even can step in now using the emergency docket and say, wait a minute, if we allow this practice to continue, it basically destroys any notion of having districts and having connections between a party and a particular judge and his or her jurisdiction. So we, the Supreme Court, need to figure out what the proper process is. Maybe it's a designated court. Maybe it's a random selection of judges so that people can't forum shop and go to judges in, let's face it, blue areas, blue states, where they know they're likely to get a judge who agrees with them. Maybe it's some kind of a panel system so that in the rare case something like this, a national injunction, is considered, it's not something that an individual sort of hand-picked judge can do for you. Because if you notice, it always seems like these judges doing these things are Biden appointees, yeah. Obama appointees. You might even get the occasional Clinton appointee.
Yeah.
They've really
been
sticking around for a long time. So this whole process of not just what the judges are doing, but the system that allows lawyers to kind of hand pick or at least try to kind of figure out how to get before the judge that's going to be sympathetic with them. Another thing that really just flies in the face of any basic premise that justice is supposed to be blind and not function like this.
That's
the Supreme Court, John Roberts, really should step in. The other way to handle this is for Congress to do it. Because all these district courts are created and funded by Congress, right? None of them are mentioned in the Constitution. The Constitution only mentions the Supreme Court. All the federal courts that exist under the Supreme Court are creations of Congress. So Congress could step in and stop this practice. Problem there is anything they do is subject to the filibuster. You know, Democrats are not going to go along with anything. So Congress is going to have a harder time doing this. Doesn't mean they shouldn't try, because the power is in their hands to do something. But when it comes down to it, it really is the Chief Justice that should step up here.
Well, now, the Chief Justice sort of whacked at President Trump a while ago when President Trump said, hey, this judge who keeps getting involved in all of this, maybe he ought to be impeached.
You know, and whether you like that sort of talk or not, that is President Trump's. He is free to say things like that. And there is an impeachment function, and it does belong with Congress. It has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. So it is very telling that rather than address the issue within his own house, right, within the judiciary and the practice that's being abused, John Roberts decides to weigh in on a political issue, which, again, whether you like it or you don't, impeachment of a judge is between the president and Congress. That's kind of a congressional function. It has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. So, and the further fact that Justice Roberts, he didn't release this in a press release or in a written statement. He released this through a member of the media. So really, just the whole way he did this just kind of reeks of him, let's just say, not being particularly friendly to this White House.
Chief Justice not being particularly judicious in his media contact. Do you think that the impeachment of this judge with Bossberg, I'm probably messing up his name, but that judge, is that then a very real possibility? Because I don't honestly know how that gets handled. Is that the House? Is that the Senate? What happens?
Well, you don't need ultimately, you can impeach him, but ultimately you need 2/3 in the Senate to remove. Which we know in any case is very difficult.
Right.
So the threat of impeachment might be enough to incentivize a judge, because nobody even likes the fact that they were impeached, even if they weren't removed. And it's very, very rare that it's ever happened to a judge. Okay. But the reality of actually removing someone is very, very, very remote. So I don't know that it's a realistic threat, but I get the frustration. I mean, this is not supposed to be the way that the system works. And I give Donald Trump a lot of credit, too, because, I mean, he was elected to do many things. He had a solid election. He's doing things that are absolutely legal and within his power. And to have judges abuse their positions, I give him credit for respecting them, even if we don't agree with them, because I think what the left really wants, I think they're trying to goad him into not respecting these judicial decisions, and then they'll go crazy and say, all right, now we have a constitutional crisis, which they love that term. So I think that's what they're kind of waiting for. So I give Donald Trump a lot of credit for being patient, because he ultimately will win, but it could take time. And I think the left's other tactic is, well, they'll just wait and try to get to the midterms and then see what happens over there with Congress. But so it's a delay tactic. But it's a crisis not of Donald Trump's making, but the courts and the plaintiffs instigating these cases, they're really making it. So if at some point things do kind of blow up, you know, I'm comfortable pointing the finger at where I think the blame belongs.
Fair enough. Hey, Joe, I want people to follow you on social media, to read the stuff that you're writing. What's the best way for everybody to be aware of everything Joe Moreno?
You know, professionally, get me on LinkedIn. I've not been too active on X these days. Probably just step that up. But I write regularly for The Spectator, which is a great magazine. You can get it in you can get it online. You can even get it in paper for us old timers who like the old fashioned hard copy magazines.
Yeah.
But follow me there, and you know, it's an interesting time as always to be a lawyer here in Washington. Good times, but certainly never boring.
The cherry blossoms and the plaintiffs will be in bloom very, very soon. Joe, I always just cherish the time I get to chat with you. I always appreciate you making time for us. Have an absolutely fantastic weekend, would you please?
Likewise, my friend. Take care, Jeff.
Thank you. That is Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happily sitting in for Todd Starnes from the Liberty University Studios. Thanks again to Joe Moreno, who joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line just a moment ago. Just great insight there. Brilliant, brilliant attorney. It is the final Friday of the month, and today is actually the last day for Todd's campaign, Food for the Poor. Yep, this is the last day of that campaign. Todd has done a wonderful job, and so many folks who are listeners to his program and visitors to the website, toddstarnes.com, have gotten on board. This is your chance, and it's your final chance, really, to be part of Todd's campaign to help out these great folks at a Christian nonprofit international relief organization. It's called Food for the Poor. Now, if you haven't had the time to join his effort yet, well, I would say do it now. Seriously, you'll have the chance to provide nutritional school lunches to hungry kids in El Salvador. But you may not realize kids under the age of five, children under the age of five, are facing hunger like nobody could even imagine in this country, and an anemia rate, man, of 25%. It's bad. Bad. And any sort of a gift, any amount, will be really, really appreciated. So here's how you take part. You go to toddstarnes.com. You click on the banner that says Feed Their Future. It's right at the top of his homepage. Or you can actually call, if that's easier, 855-353-4673. And here's one final way. You want to text? Text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555, and then Todd's team will send you back a link to take care of it online. You know, if you're driving or something, as we speak, great way to do that. Now, we've got Cheryl Chumley, who's going to be joining us. I love Cheryl's work. If you're not familiar with Cheryl's work, I don't want to wag my finger and say shame on you. I will, but I don't want to. Cheryl writes for the Washington Times. She's one of the opinion editors, and just great, brilliant, brilliant woman. And some of the books that she has written throughout the years, again, if you don't have them, you need to get them. Just great insight. So she's going to be joining us. Looking forward to chatting with her about that. So a couple of folks reached out on Facebook, said, "Hey, Jeff, enjoying you sitting in for Todd." Well, believe me, I enjoy sitting in for Todd. Todd's a great guy. Hardest working guy I know. He really is. The stuff that he does on behalf of his listeners and his readers is just off the chart. But, folks did ask, "Hey, can we stay in touch with you?" Yes, there are a couple of different ways, and I'm just going to give them all to you right now, and you're free to choose what's easiest for you. Over on X, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show on X, easy enough. Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And then, if you want to take a look, I actually have got two separate websites, one for all of my radio adventures, and the other one that is all about my public professional speaking. It's not just enough to be a public speaker. Man, we're all public speakers. The moment you say hello to somebody else, you're a public speaker, but professional speaking. So, TheJeffKatzShow.com, easy way to see everything radio-wise, TheJeffKatzShow.com. And for my books, I got a couple of them out now, for the public appearances and professional speeches, JeffKatz.us, JeffKatz.us. And yes, it's under a revamping, so it looks kind of basic now, but give it a couple of days, it'll just pop. It's going to be great. And most importantly, ToddStarnes.com. Make sure you are checking out ToddStarnes.com. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my buddy Todd. It is a glorious Friday right here in Central Virginia. Normally, I'm over at WRVA. That is a very, very, very proud affiliate of a Todd Show right here in Central Virginia. We've got so much that we have gotten through. We have so much more to deal with, and it is it's just a great experience to pinch hit for Todd every once in a while. I do remind you, ToddStarnes.com needs to be one of your resources each and every day. Great stuff posted over there. Well, all of that being said, here in the Liberty University studios, so thrilled to welcome somebody whose work I enjoy, and I mean enjoy very, very thoroughly. Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor, commentary writer, Washington Times, an amazing book author. She's got a couple of great books out there. Podcast host as well, Bold and Blunt. And how thrilled am I that we're welcoming on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, thank you for being here.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. It's been far too long. Let's dive right into this. You are right there in the swampiest of the swamp areas, in the belly of the beast. Should we be upset and disappointed with the Democrats, or should we just make more popcorn and watch?
Well, Democrats really have gone beyond the realm of entertaining, deep down into dangerous land, right? I mean, this Democrat Party is really working busily, not just to undercut Donald Trump's agenda that he received a huge mandate from the American people to enact, but also what's good for all of America. They're really undercutting the American agenda to destroy and uproot the foundations of American exceptionalism.
I've been blown away at the depravity. You know, it is one thing where somebody is on this side, somebody's on that side. You don't agree on this, you don't agree on that. But as you point out, they have gone all in truly undermining activities to make America great again in every sense of that word term.
Yeah, they have, and it's all in favor of pushing a Marxist ideology. And let me give two quick examples of what you just said about how they're all in. You know, you look at recent polls, and I'm not a huge fan of polls because of the glimpse in time, but when you see poll after poll after poll from a variety of sources, especially the far leftist sources, showing the same thing, you have to take notice. Poll after poll have shown that Americans don't want men playing in women's sports, and they're tired of the LGBTQ agenda. And similarly, poll after poll shows Americans want our borders secure. They want to be safe in their communities. And these are things that even Democrats, the moderate Democrats, I know it's hard to believe there's some out there, but even the moderate Democrats join with Republicans and the majority of independent voters to say, secure our borders, get men out of women's sports and out of women's dressing rooms. And Democrat leadership, Democrat nut jobs, keep pushing against this wave of support for Trump's agenda.
Wow. You know what's amazing to me, Cheryl? Let me remind everybody, Cheryl Chumley is joining us, editor, writer over the Washington Times podcast, author of some great books as well. What amazes me is that there are some people in that party, I assume, who would like to win an election again. And they are honing in on points, as you point out, that their own constituents are saying, look, this stuff is just crazy and we don't want part of it. Is it, Well, I don't know what it is. Can you offer some insight? Why have they gone all in on that?
Yeah, so I've asked the same question of some of my guests on my Bold and Blunt podcast, the ones that I think might have some insights into what Democrats are thinking. As a matter of fact, Lisa McClain was just my guest on the podcast, and I asked her that question because she works up in Congress. She's in Republican leadership, and she says that there are some moderate Democrats, but they're cowed into silence by the loud majority voices that have taken over the Democrat Party, the voices of AOC, right, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was described by Tom Perez years ago when he was head of the DNC as the future of the Democrat Party. That is coming to pass, and that's why those so-called moderate Democrats out there are afraid to speak out.
What about Schumer? Look, Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, actually voted along with Republicans to advance President Trump's budget issues, and he faced unbelievable blowback from Democrats. Is he long for that post?
So I think Schumer voted for the continuation of funding for government on a political strategy. He thought that if the government were to shut down, it would give Doge, it would give Elon Musk and Trump and the Doge workers all the weaponry they would need to show that government can operate without as many people as we're used to having it operate, right? And then they would have had this sort of bottom-up opportunity to only bring back the funding for those offices and those tax dollar public servants that they deemed necessary. So I think that's why he did it, and it was a misstep. And, you know, I don't think Schumer is going to go away from leadership anytime soon.
What about the Senate? Because I keep hearing this buzz, you mentioned AOC, that she may enter into a primary against him up in New York.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? And I think she's getting some steam. There are some far leftist funders who would actually like to see that. So we'll see. New York's sort of a funny place, and it would be interesting to see if Schumer finally lost his office to someone like AOC.
You know, it's interesting. As much as those of us who live here on planet Earth find Chuck Schumer to be a depraved, demented individual, I mean, in this case, you have to look at, it's worse and worser, you know, which way are you going to go? It's a little bizarre. While we're asking you to analyze some of that crazy stuff out in New York, look, Elise Stefanik has been a passionate supporter, defender of President Trump from day one. I think she's a brilliant woman. I've been blessed to have interviewed her on a couple of occasions, and she's the real deal. But in order to maintain this razor-thin majority we've got in the House, President Trump says, you know what, you just can't take this U.N. ambassador thing. How does this all play out? At some point, does she get some sort of a bigger post, do you think, or was this her shot?
Well, she's an amazing voice for the Republican Party and for conservatism and for MAGA. So, to be honest, I'm happy she's in the House, right? Because I like having her voice there, and she's in leadership posts. To me, it's easier to find somebody who can advance the United States agenda to the United Nations as ambassador. It's easier to find someone who can fill that slot than Elise Stefanik in the House. Mm. But I don't think that this is going to be the end of her upward movement in politics. I think she has a long career in the Republican Party, and I think Trump's just making a strategy decision that happily she sees and is okay with.
Yeah. She's an amazing woman. Just brilliant, tough as nails. Reminds me a little bit of you, Cheryl. I mean, you got some of these same traits, my friend. So tell us all where we can find stuff. Now, I know, because I hope you remember, I'm a loyal fan. It doesn't sound right. Sounds too crazy, but I love reading your stuff and I love listening to your stuff. But let everybody else know where they can avail themselves of Cheryl Chumley's hard work.
Sure. Thanks so much. First off, I have an author's page on Amazon. So just type in my name, Cheryl Chumley Books, and all my books will pop up, including my latest, God Given or Bust. And you can find me every day at the Washington Times on X at CK Chumley and my podcast, Bold and Blunt. You can subscribe to it at the Washington Times, or you can get it anywhere podcasts are available. I appreciate that.
I love it. But believe me when I tell you, it's my pleasure. Cheryl, always, always a pleasure to chat with you. I hope we get a chance to do it again soon. And I know the weather up there is kind of like the weather down here. So have yourself a blessed weekend, will you?
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Cheryl Chumley. If you're not familiar with Cheryl Chumley, well, you need to get out more, but she's just a brilliant, brilliant writer and now a podcast host as well, Bold and Blunt. Check it out. I think you will find it very refreshing. There's a great insight there, and she's willing to be right up there in the D.C. swamp, but file some great stuff. Hey, quick reminder about ToddStarnes.com. I always urge you to go to Todd's page. Todd's got a new book. He's always got a new book. Like, I finish reading a book and Todd has written another book. But it's all great stuff. And as someone who is fortunate enough to count Todd as a friend, somebody who has been a friend of Todd's for 20 years, 30 years, it's a long time. When Todd was first kind of getting his own bigger presence, I was there. Yeah, and he's just a solid dude, the hardest working guy in radio, man. So that's why I'm happy that he has a day off, and I'm always happy to pinch hit for Todd. It is Jeff Katz sitting in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd today. Todd's got a day off, and I am hoping... My fingers are crossed. When I tell you, I'm legitimately hoping that he's not listening. Not because I've screwed it up too badly, but because he needs to rest. He really does just rest and relax. The absolute hardest working guy that I know. Hey, I got a note here from Todd. Well, because you know he's not always. Not working. He's always working. But talking about some of our common old friends over at MyPillow, you know, Mike Lindell and what have you, just a great team over there. And there's some great stuff that is happening. And I want to just share that with you about some of the things that are available from MyPillow. It's just amazing to me to see what it is that they do over and over and over again. They're calling it the Mega Sale 2.0. They are actually extending that MyPillow Mega Sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. Yeah, this is actually your chance to grab incredible deals on some of MyPillow's most popular and newly released items. I'll give you an example. You can save $40 on the new spring MyPillow bed sheets. Are they great? I can tell you they're great. Heidi and I actually sleep on them each and every evening, Julia and Harry as well. They're available in any size, any color. They're absolutely luxurious sheets. They're designed for maximum comfort and breathability, perfect for a great night's sleep. How about a meaningful gift? Well, you can now save 30% off on the brand new My Crosses. Wow. Inspired by the one that Mike has worn every day for more than 20 years. Beautifully crafted crosses come in both men's and women's designs. They are proudly made in the USA. You can get the 6-piece bath or kitchen towel sets, just $39.98. Now, the initial quantities are extremely limited, so you really do not want to wait on that one. And of course, don't forget the best-selling standard MyPillow, now just $17.98. Orders over $75, guess what? They all ship free. That's pretty cool. So what you do is you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Starnes. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Starnes, or you can call them at 800-839-8506. 800-839-8506, and you can order yours right now. You will not be disappointed. I have been a long time fan of my pillow. I've got just enough time here to sneak in a little sound bite here, and I want you to take a listen to this, if you would. Cut number four, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep. Anybody else?
Should the defense secretary?
What country are you? Wait, what country are you from?
From the UK.
Okay, we don't give a crap about your opinion and your reporting. Why don't you go back to your country where you have a major migrant problem?
Okay.
No. You should care about your own borders.
Do you care about American lives?
No. Let me tell you something. Do you care about people from your country? What about all the women that are raped by migrants?
Do you care?
No, by migrants. No, do you care? Okay, you're done.
Do you care about American lives being put at risk?
You know what? I don't care.
About service members fighting for your country.
I don't care. About your fake news. Do you have a relevant question? This is an American journalist. Thank you.
I'm an American, and I'd like to hear your answer to what she's asking.
I'm not answering her question because I don't care about her network. If you would like to ask, I can answer.
Yeah. Well, good for her. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, not the pseudo reporter lady. Listen, some people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some people think, oh, my God, she's over the top or whatever. But regardless of which side you come down on, was she not spot on there? Honest to goodness, was she not spot on? Listen, we've got issues here in the United States. And we care about the issues here in the United States. Now, we have allies around the world, make no mistake about that. And we care about issues that are impacting them when they're impacting us. But for any of these make-believe reporters to stand up and ask any questions, I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't care. I just don't care. I know that I voted for President Donald Trump. I know that I voted for Congressman John McGuire. I know that I voted for the best candidates to make America great again. By the way, my congressman, John McGuire, who also happens to be a great friend, represents the 5th District here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. John was a Navy SEAL, served in our, we call it our House of Delegates. You might call it the House of Representatives on the state level where you are, in our state Senate, and then got elected to Congress. Talk about hardworking. Right. I talk about Todd Starnes being the hardest working guy in broadcast. John McGuire is the hardest working guy in Congress. He's absolutely salt of the earth. I love John. I really do. And John McGuire just got endorsed for re-election by President Trump. Congressman John McGuire, the first member of Congress to be endorsed for re-election. We're still what? 19 months away from an election or 2 years, whatever it is. I mean, it involves math. I don't do math, which is why I talk for a living. But I'm telling you flat out, that says a lot. And the focus has to be on making America great again. And for President Trump and that team to get up each and every morning and go to work for we, the American people, and every day, I just stand back and say, I cannot believe it, but they've done it again. Overtime, they're working to make America great again. God bless them. Great, great folks. Don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. You got to check it out. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. A lovely, lovely day. I know you think, well, maybe it's nice where you are. It's nice where you are, too. You're here, right? So that is always a very good thing. Happy as well to be broadcasting from the Liberty University studios, thanks to Todd. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff that I want to try and cram in here in the last couple of moments. And some of this stuff is just a good reminder of why NPR and PBS should have been defunded yesterday. You go ahead, defund them today, tomorrow if you have to, but it should have been done already. This is like having Pravda and Izvestia back up and running. This is the broadcast arm, the media arm of the DNC. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you have any questions, NPR and PBS have provided example after example after example of why your tax dollars and my tax dollars shouldn't be anywhere close to them. Look, you want one of their stupid tote bags? You want one of their nitwit umbrellas? Buy it. And for those people over at NPR and PBS, you're pitching your ideas. I have an idea for you. Compete in the dreaded free market. Go ahead, bring it. You think that your programming actually amounts to something? Well, sell a few more tote bags. See if you can pay the bills yourself. You know, NPR and PBS executives were up in front of Congress. And they're oblivious. They're completely and totally oblivious. Congress, thank God, actually did some research. They said, you know, you don't have a single Republican working as an example in the Washington, D.C. bureau. Oh, no kidding. Right? They didn't know. I don't buy that. I guarantee you they knew. I'm sure they knew. The one woman who was up there said, yeah, I don't think I never said that white people should be paying reparations. And the congressman said, oh, you sure did. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. It's $1.50, they tell us. It's only $1.50. Each taxpayer pays $1.50 every year, allegedly, for NPR and PBS. I got news for you. I got better things to do with my $1.50 than give it to you. What could I do with it? I don't know. I'd stick it in a jar. Really, that would be more valuable to me than giving it to you. Anyway, we've got a couple of snippets here. They're a little bit longer than we might have expected, but take a listen. How about clip number two, please?
I don't think I have any Jesse Helms defenders here, Nina.
Not me. I think he ought to be worried about about what's going on in the good Lord's mind, because if there's retributive justice, he'll get AIDS from a transfusion, or one of his grandchildren will get it.
The man is on the court. You know, I hope his wife feeds him lots of eggs and butter, and he dies early like many black men do of heart disease.
Basically, we have a president who treated the poor poorly, did not tend to the sick, broke laws, committed nearly impeachable offenses by your own reporting. Why should we be lionizing him in the broad public domain?
This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. And in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth.
The idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter.
But Christians do that every single day in this country.
Do they blow people up?
Christians every day. People walk into post office.
America is exceptionally religious, has always been exceptionally religious, compared to the rest of...
Founded by people who were seeking religious freedom.
Well, that's a charitable way of putting it. Founded also by a theocratic cult of religious nuts.
Right,
I decided to put on my flag pin tonight, the first time. Until now, I haven't thought it necessary to display a little metallic icon of patriotism for everyone to see. When I see flags sprouting on official lapels, I think of the time in China when I saw Mao's little red book on every official's desk, omnipresent and unread.
Wow. Now, that's all from PBS. Just FYI, it is all from PBS. If you're thinking this is a latter-day issue, just happened in the last year or two. No, this has been going on since the founding of PBS. And what has happened is that the leftists realized it was a good propaganda platform. And so they decided to staff it. And their fellow leftists hire them in. It's now generations of leftists inside there. Is it possible to fix PBS? I don't think so. If it were, maybe there would be a different discussion. Or at least it would have a slightly different avenue to go down. But I don't believe there's any way to fix PBS. I don't think there's any way to fix NPR. And so, the only resource we have that Donald Trump has, the President of the United States, is to simply get rid of it. Can he eliminate it? I don't know. Is it created by Congress? I don't know. Can Congress defund it? Yes. That they can do immediately, if not sooner. And they need to do it. Let me give you another example. I got another piece here. Again, decades of PBS making clear to us why they don't deserve a single solitary taxpayer nickel. Cut number three, please.
The fact that we're having a conversation about critical race theory that is not taught in public schools in Virginia, it just goes to show how Republicans have decided that picking at white grievance and, you know, tap dancing with white supremacy is their way back into power.
In 2010, there was a Tea Party rally at the Capitol. Did you have a sense from listening to that rally and the people there that they were as much interested in being anti-black as they were anti-Obamacare?
We have seen, though, I should note, Republican rhetoric veer into outright racism, echoing some white supremacist notions as well.
There is a reason Governor DeSantis was booed. His so-called anti-woke legislation, what's happening with the teaching of black history in Florida public schools, that sends a message not only to the black community that the governor does not think much of you or your history or your contributions to this country, but it also sends a signal to those people, deranged or not, who believe that black people are inferior and therefore are worthy of extermination.
Fidel is now 61 years old, but his charisma remains as strong as ever. Fidel touched this young machine adjuster and the man enjoyed a mild ecstasy. I know the feeling. He has inspired the majority with his charisma.
Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels' Slender Volume appeared in 1848. For many of those betrayed by the so-called free market in the years since, the pamphlet has offered refuge, inspiration, and argument. China Mieville writes stunning speculative fiction, but his latest book, A Specter Haunting on the Communist Manifesto, is a non-fiction rumination on that stalwart text, its place in the world, and how best to read it today.
We are now entering the fifth dimension of our sexual consciousness. The ride is rough. There is no jelly for this.
Paint wars on my cheeks. Anoint me with cocoa oil and cum so I speak in tongues. Twist it so tight they untangle my mind.
While I wait for my prince to come, from every other man, I demand pay for my kisses.
Yeah, we'll just stop there. Do we need any more? I don't need any more. Do you want any more? I don't want any more. That's PBS. That's PBS. And if that's the sort of garbage that they want to produce and peddle, I say go ahead, have at it. Really. I think it's dreck. I think it's garbage. I just think it's absolute trash. But maybe there's a market for it. I don't know. If there is a market for it, I can guarantee you that you can put it out there and someone who is interested in stuff that is as reprehensible as that will find you. They'll find you and then they'll purchase it and then you have what's called a business. Right? I have a business and I have a job and I always, always, always make the distinction. Right? My job during the day is hosting the afternoon show at the legendary WRVA in Central Virginia. Very, very proud affiliate of Todd Starnes and this here little show, the Todd Starnes Show. Right? That's my job. And in my job, I have a supervisor, and then he has a supervisor who's, of course, sort of my supervisor. You know, I got to listen to what they say. Jeff, don't do this, do this. Okay. What do you think of that, Jeff? Now, I'm free to tell them, you know, I don't think that's a good idea, or I think that's a great idea, or have you thought about this? There you go. There you go. But it's a job. I am not in a decision-making situation. And in exchange for giving up that ability to make decisions, I get a paycheck, right? I get income. I do my job. And then they pay me. That's our agreement. That's your agreement if you have a job. Now, over here on the other side, I have a business. My business is my professional speaking and writing business, which, by the way, you can find at jeffkatz.us. Yeah, well, I'm going to do shameless plugs. Why not? But you can, jeffkatz.us. We're giving it an overhaul as we speak, but you still get the details there. And there, I don't get an income. I generate revenue. That means as well, I have the ability to make decisions, but you know what else it means? It means I take all the risk. That's a business. There's no guarantee. My job has a guarantee. Jeff, we will pay you this amount of money for this amount of work. Good. I can live with that. Business, no guarantee. Jeff, you booked 5 speeches this month. Here's how much revenue was generated. Here's how much the expenses were. And now you can do what you want to do because, again, it's your business. What about that month where there are no speeches? Guess what? No revenue. So I say to PBS and NPR, you believe in your product? Enter into business. Compete in the free market. Let me know how that works out for you. While I'm shamelessly plugging my own website, jeffkatz.us, I would really be remiss if I didn't mention Todd's website, toddstarnes.com. Toddstarnes.com, all sorts of amazing things there. Great information, great merchandise. You want to make sure that you are checking that out. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd today. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Lots of great things that we have been able to cover. Of course, there'll be the full podcast over at toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com. So I would urge you to please check it out, download it, listen to it. Lots of great stuff over at toddstarnes.com, including the last day. Yeah, the last day for Todd's Food for the Poor campaign. I know you've been hearing about it all month, but take a look at the calendar. Today is the final Friday of March. So here's the way this works. It's your opportunity to help out. You have, I hope, heard Todd talking about this, talking about the opportunity to join, I guess at this point, tens of thousands of people who are providing food for the poor. What you do is you go to toddstarnes.com. There's a banner there that says Feed the Poor, and you simply click on that. Oh, I'm sorry, Feed Their Future. I apologize. Feed Their Future is what the banner says. So click on that, because I'm there right now clicking on it. But you can click on it. It's right at the top of the homepage, and you can make a donation there. Feeds kids in El Salvador who otherwise were not going to be able to eat. There's just all sorts of hunger and anemia. You can also phone in your contribution, if that's a little bit easier, 855-353-4673, 855-353-4673. If you're not online or maybe you're driving, you can't really do much at the moment, you just text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, text that over to 51555, and then Todd's team will get you a link back to the online site. Simple as that. All right. So again, last day for Todd's campaign, and hoping you will be willing to help out. The ability to help out is an amazing thing, and every one of us has them. Every one of us has an ability to help some way, somehow. I'm telling you that right now. I look at people who say, well, you know, somebody else will do that. Well, probably, but you ought to be helping. I don't like doing that. Okay, find some other way to help. I don't know what your volunteering situation is. Maybe you don't have one at the moment. That's okay, but you want your life to be more meaningful? Here's what I've discovered. The older I've gotten, the more I want to give back. Maybe it's just a focus and a function of getting older, but I think it's a matter of just being more aware. I do something now, and I know it sounds like I'm talking about me, and I swear to you it's not. But I just get so much out of it myself that I want to share it with you, because the program operates all around the country. There's a great group called the National Fatherhood Initiative, and they do all sorts of programs in all sorts of places to help fathers. There are a million programs to help moms, and believe me, I love moms. I love my wife, who is an amazing mom to our children. I loved my mom, who was a great mom to me and to my brother. Yeah, I'm great. I love moms, but I'm a dad, and I want to help other dads. So I, every Thursday, I go to our local jail here in Central Virginia. It's a regional jail. We got plenty of guests there, I guess I would say. I don't know that anybody really wants to book a vacation there, but there are plenty of folks there. And every week, I go in and I conduct a program. I teach a class called the Inside Out Dad. Inside Out Dad. And the program runs 12 weeks in an optimal situation. Sometimes, whether it's weather or what have you, you know, it might go a couple of weeks longer. But I'm really proud of the guys who are in that class. And I'm not being Pollyanna here. Believe me, nobody's there because they folded their napkin the wrong way or they put too much cream in their coffee. These are men who have committed crimes. They are either convicted of crimes or they're accused of crimes. Because there are some guys waiting to go to court and what have you. But plenty of guys who are there serving some sort of a sentence. And every week I go in there. And for me, it's probably the most powerful 2 hours each and every week in my week. I get so much out of it. And I'm thrilled to see what they're getting out of it. They've made a decision to become better fathers to their children. And so if you have the opportunity to do something like that, take advantage of it. Down in Florida, Jack Brewer is doing such amazing work helping out dads who are incarcerated. And I know we in the civilian world, right, we try not to think about that. I'm sitting here as an ex-cop. My attitude used to be cuff them and stuff them, not my problem anymore. I got news for you. 98% of people who are incarcerated today are coming back. And you can either reach out, provide a little help at some point so that they can become responsible members of society, pay their taxes, be good neighbors, take the trash out, work hard, raise their kids right, or you can pretend you don't know anything about it. And that's not a good outcome when you do that. Hey, do me a favor. Stay in touch, would you please? Over on X, Jeff Katz Show. Give me a follow over there. On Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show. Websites, TheJeffKatzShow.com or JeffKatz.us. And, of course, make sure you're going to ToddStarnes.com. Jeff Katz sitting in for Todd. This is The Todd Starnes Show.